Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and today I want to get deep with you on lead magnets. You've heard me already say it a couple of times in the last few weeks. If you don't have an audience, if you don't have an email list, you don't have a business. If you're building your business based on Facebook ads or any of that stuff, it just doesn't last. You've got to have a way for people to register with you, and there's a few ways that do that that are high converting, okay? So that's really what we want to talk about today, is not just what is a lead magnet, which we're going to cover, but also what makes a lead magnet convert into a course. How do you get people to go from looky-loo to buyer? And we're going to break it down. All right, let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Okay, so first of all, what is a lead magnet? I mean, you might know it's obviously something that people put an email in. You've probably signed up for them yourself. You get something. It could be a PDF. It could be a mini course. It could be something free, newsletter, something free that somebody can sign up for that they get something back in value. They're trading their email address or their phone number for a doodad, a thing. Now, there's lots of ways this could go. I'll give you a few common examples. A PDF, ebook type thing is still very popular. However, it's starting to be usurped with more high interaction content, like a membership, a free membership is another really good one. A mini course. Another one I've seen lately is software, where people can build a software that you could get like a 7-day free subscription trial. And if you're in the SaaS business, or even if you're a coach, another one I've seen is like an app. People are, coaches and course creators are building their own apps. So just laying out there a few different things. Another really, really one, I can't believe I didn't mention it first, is quizzes. Quizzes are super popular. And the reason is because they give you the ability to segment your list, and they give you the ability to, like for the user who's taking the quiz to feel like what offer you're making them is designed for them. That's really powerful. Another one that I haven't mentioned today so far is workshops. Now, yesterday I did an episode on how to build an audience, and I talked about workshops being a really important or strong lead magnet. So if you want to listen to that, by all means, go check that out. For now, what I want to say is what makes a lead magnet convert. You know, this has happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to you. You've signed up for something online, and a couple months later, you keep getting emails in your inbox that you don't recognize. Who is this person? How'd they get my email? And we say to ourselves, I must have signed up somewhere for something. Oh, well, whatever, delete. You don't have a connection with that person. That's really what I was talking about yesterday, was how to build an audience and that connection. And my friend, listen, if you're building a course, an online course or an online business, if you are not building and nurturing an email list and building an audience, then you're missing out on that relationship. So what works for a lot of people and is working for me is workshops. You might have heard me been talking about this workshop coming up on Wednesday, where we're going to be going over how to build a profitable course. I love doing workshops. I learn in real time from people what's working for them, what questions they have, where are they stuck, and it helps me build a phenomenal product. Plus, I get to talk to people face to face, and I get to follow up with them. I follow up, how did you like it? What feedback do you have? That kind of stuff. It's great. That workshop will convert faster than a PDF. I could do a PDF on how to build a profitable course and even drop them into a drip nurture free mini course or whatever that's in their inbox. But it's just so much more strong when I talk to them, when I'm looking at them, when I'm asking them questions, because they get a chance to say, this is what I'm thinking of. Is this a good idea? Where am I? This is where I'm stuck. And I can give them pointers that are specific to them. That is the number one thing I've seen, is like people will look at something and then go, that is awesome, but will it work for me? They still have that doubt. Even somebody that I know who came to one of my workshops said, it's a phenomenal program. I love the idea of it, but I don't know if it'll work for me. Will people buy my thing? That's my point. People will always have like this extra doubt gap. Not everybody. Some people buy right away, but many people will have that extra doubt and gap. And when you get a chance to talk to them and nurture them and build a community, they don't just buy from you once. They stay in your ecosystem. Therefore, that being said, the highest converting lead magnets are ones that do one of two things. There's two paths. The quiz is a high converting lead magnet because people feel that what you're offering them is for them. So that's very important. You want to always remember how your audience is feeling about something. Like, it's very custom. You know, we want something custom these days. So that's what a quiz does. But quizzes are very time consuming to build out, and they take a lot of time. I just said that twice. I didn't mean to say that twice, but it is true. They do take a lot of time. Can you tell? What I meant to say too is, if you were going to hire somebody to do it, they're very expensive. I mean, I see quiz builders charging $5,000 to $10,000 just to build a quiz. Okay. So just know that. Now, the other way to go is a little bit less expensive and still important, but more time consuming on your end, as far as like, you're going to have to invest time in people. And that's where you can build a free community, do workshops where you're giving your time away and meeting with people, something like that, where there is a relationship building opportunity. Social media is a good place to do that. So if you are a social butterfly, but you just don't want to show up with your face on a camera, like live or whatever, you could certainly build relationships in the DMs. That's a very good strategy as well, if that's something that works for you. My point is, no matter what way you go, it's all about nurturing people. Nurture, 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 nurture. I think that's in the biggest point I can make right now is like, our society just needs to move away. It is moving away from this whole like, just buy for the sake of buying and sell for the sake of selling, into like truly developing things, build humans, change their life, be a good Samaritan. What are you doing for them? And that is the ultimate thing, I guess I'm trying to say. Okay. Those convert more. That's the point. They will. It's not just about making a difference in the world. It's also because those people will convert faster than if you just drop a PDF in their lap, or just do a podcast, or just do a blog. Those do convert, but they don't convert as fast because people will binge. They might even binge for years before they buy. When you develop a situation where you get to talk to somebody face to face, they are like, oh, I like her or I like him, and I want to connect with him on a bigger scale. Does that make sense? So therefore, I say, if you're going to do a PDF with a free community. Do a PDF with a workshop. Okay? Like, they have to register for the work, and it could be a pre-recorded workshop. That's fine. Although I think it's better if you do live. But whatever you do, if they sign up, follow up with them. Now that time, stepping on my toes from yesterday because I already went over that, but it is so important. If you don't follow up with them, and I don't mean just a pre-made funnel, that's important, but I mean like a personal thing. Okay. On that note, yes, you can make pre-recorded follow-up that is personalized. Yes, you can, especially with today's technology. The only thing I would encourage you to do, if you have the time in the beginning and you're genuinely trying to scale quickly, I would invite you to do it personally because it will go farther. It will help you convert faster. And I know that those of you out there doing this, you're not doing it as a hobby for your health, right? You're doing it to make money. So make it make sense and put in the extra time. Okay. That sums it up about lead magnets. It's going to give you a quick summary of what lead magnets are and to be thinking about which ones convert the fastest. Now, if you want to see this in action, join me on Wednesday and we can talk through your lead magnet. We can even, you know, stick around for the end. I'll be happy to talk to you about that and see what are some ideas. Plus, I also show you exactly how to break it down, how to pull out enough information to make your lead magnet wowing. In other words, people are like, oh my gosh, that's so much value. But yet also you're not giving away the farm and you can still get something. You still have more to give, I guess is my point. You want them to feel like they are getting something super valuable, but also you want to have more to give. That's what we will discuss, exactly how to do that in the four frameworks on how to build a profitable course and a profitable online business. That is coming up Wednesday, tomorrow. So register now at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, bye for now.